Their bodies stayed here. Their families put their faith in a funeral home on Detroit's east side. But then earlier this year, their remains were discovered still in the funeral home months and even years after their deaths. At first, it was a few bodies. Then the cremated remains of more than 100. Then, tucked away in an attic, investigators found the remains of several fetuses. The shock still hasn't worn off. The full investigation into what happened isn't yet over. Today, there was a memorial. Today, they were laid to rest. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer brings us the story.
Five gray caskets, the middle one draped in the American flag. Light from an overcast sky pouring in through tall windows in a small chapel. White carnations. A list of nearly 250 names. 250 cremated remains split among the five caskets at Mount Olivet Cemetery in Detroit. Pastor Louis Pruce of Jefferson Avenue Presbyterian Church in Detroit was the first of several faith leaders to eulogize them.
The events that got us to this day, while sad and even maddening and difficult to understand, is not nearly as important to what we do this day.
What they did this day was to offer prayers and read aloud the names.
Frazzo Stanley, Sr., Wilbur C. Stewart, Unidentified loved one.
That's what they say when they don't have the name. Not all of the remains came with identification. Brian Joseph has been one of the people working to identify the remains since April.
So each one of them deserves a respectful burial. And that process went one step at a time, each one of them.
And Joseph says the work continues. He's head of Verheiden Funeral Homes, which took over the process of identifying and laying to rest the remains from the Cantrell Funeral Home. Cantrell isn't the only funeral home in Detroit where remains have been discovered. Investigators also found remains of fetuses at Perry Funeral Home. The governor announced a new team this week to step up inspections and investigations of funeral homes across the state. Brian Joseph says he'll keep working to identify the remains found at Cantrell, and he'll keep working to notify families. Dozens of family members were at the memorial Friday.
I am overjoyed.
Darlene Hardison's father, Hoover Higgs, was among those whose remains were found at the Cantrell Funeral Home. So were her uncles. His name was Arthur L. Hardison.
You know, I didn't know it was going to happen this way. I just didn't know. But I am so overjoyed that it did. Because now they have, they find a resting place. And I am so thankful. I am so thankful God works. He really do.
Hardison's father and uncle will remain in rest at Mount Olivet. The cemetery has offered space at no cost to the families. About 20 of those who were memorialized Friday are military veterans. Their remains will be moved again to the Great Lakes National Cemetery, where there will be another service for them on Veterans Day. In Detroit, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.